This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Come to order. The chaplain for the day is Pastor Dan Grimmer from Zion Lutheran Church in Mitchell. I believe he is Pastor Senator Nelson's pastor. And the page leading us in the pledge today is Marie Pazur.
Let us pray. O Almighty and most gracious God and Father, we give you thanks that you have created and ordained this day, that you have called and chosen these men and women to serve before you with honor and integrity, to justly establish laws for the safety, security, and well-being of all those citizens of our beloved state of South Dakota. You yourself have promised to provide for the needs of all people and to deliver justice and peace to the governing authorities that you have placed over us. Send wisdom to the members of this chamber. Give them courage to do what is right and to recall that they serve not themselves, but the people of South Dakota whom they have been elected to represent. Protect all those who serve to bring justice, peace, and good order to our state, especially to these honorable senators, our representatives, Governor Noem, and all those who assist and advise them in their duties. Make them steadfast in doing good. Prosper and bless their governing, that life might be protected and cherished, liberty might be secured, consciences might be given freedom to serve you, and justice and truth might prevail in our land. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Kurd, DeSanto, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nessebe, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Smith, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 12th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. For introductions today, first of all, I'd like you to please welcome the members of the South Dakota chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. These volunteers are committed to honoring our state's long and proud heritage of hunting and conservation while also working to create bipartisan, common sense strategies to address gun safety and advocate for gun violence prevention, close loopholes, and educate the public on responsible gun ownership. They are serving cookies in the President's Speaker's Lobby this afternoon. I believe you're right over here. Please stand. Be recognized. Also, on behalf of Senator Monroe, we'd like to welcome the veterans of foreign wars and the auxiliary voice of democracy and Patriots Penn Scholarship winners. First place, the voice of democracy went to Sierra Hillard, Spearfish, South Dakota. And first place for the Patriots Penn from Canister Grinsley Spearfish. Callister Grinsley from Spearfish, South Dakota, also K through 5 Teacher of the Year, Jill Haberman of Scotland, South Dakota. Are you in the gallery?
Behind you.
Please stand. A Also like to say a thank you to the wildlife groups for serving breakfast in the President's Lobby this morning. Also to the South Dakota Dental Hygienists Association for the lunch in the President's Lobby. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government recommends that House Bills 1025 and 1026 do pass, and they recommend that House Bill 1035 do pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Jensen, Chair. Committee on State Affairs has met and recommends that Senate Bill 75 recommend a do pass to be placed on the consent calendar, and recommend Senate Bill 76 do pass as amended and also to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Ewing, Chair. Committee on Health and Human Services met and recommends that Senate Bill 62 do pass and that Senate Bill 78, House Bills 1012 and 1013 do pass and that all three of these be placed on the consent calendar. They also recommend that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation and appointment of Kim Malsom Risden of Peer to the position of Secretary of the Department of Health. Senator Sohold, Chair. And the Committee on Legislative Procedure reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bill 13 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 13, which has passed the House without change. I have the honor to inform the body that Senate Bill 17 and SCR 5 were tabled. And I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1007, 1043, 1047, 1049, and 1052, which passed the House and your favorable consideration is requested. Sandra Zinter, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Langer moves that Senate Bill 50 be deferred until Wednesday, January 30th, the 15th legislative day.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Langer moves that House Bill 56 be deferred until Thursday, January 31st, the 16th legislative day.
Second.
Comments on that motion?
Senate Bill. It's Senate Bill 56.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And finally, Senator Langer moves that Senate Bills 34 and 52 be deferred until Wednesday, February 13th, the 23rd legislative day.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports of executive appointments. Consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Roger Musick of Mitchell to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority.
The motion for the consideration of the appointment of Roger Musick is now for remarks. Are there remarks? Senator Klum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Roger Musick was born and raised in Mitchell, and he graduated from Mitchell High School in 1967. After high school, he attended the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, where he received a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. Following that graduation, he became one of the founding partners of Martin Associates in Mitchell, an engineering and consulting and software solutions provider to the telecommunications industry. He helped grow that business for nearly 30 years until he sold it in the late 90s, at which point he leveraged his experience to found an innovative systems in Mitchell in 1998. The Innovative Systems in Mitchell designs hardware and software for independent communications providers across the United States, and it's grown from fewer than 10 employees to over 200, and is one of our largest employers in Mitchell to this day. Roger devotes much of his time to numerous boards and advisory councils across the state, including the South Dakota Council of Economic Advisors and the Science and Technology Authority, where he strives to make South Dakota a better place to live and work. He's been a generous benefactor, a local leader, and an industry pioneer, and in 2018, he was inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame. I ask that you please support this nomination.
Further remarks? Any further remarks? Seeing none, the question is then, does the Senate advise and consent in the executive appointment of Roger Musick? All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin. Kurd.
Aye.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Nordstrup. Is excused. Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Cronin. Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
So the question, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members-elect, the President declares the appointment confirmed. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 141, an act to provide for the administration of certain assessments in a paper format. Senate Bill 142, an act to require the state to assume the responsibility for legal expenses of certain persons in state custody. Senate Bill 143, an act to revise visitation rights of a person causing conception by rape or incest. Senate Bill 144, an act to remove certain sanctions regarding public assistance for certain felony drug offenders. Senate Bill 145, an act to revise provisions regarding the vesting of title to a removal agency. Senate Bill 146, an act to revise certain provisions regarding licenses for speech, language, pathology services. Senate Bill 147, an act to provide certain provisions regarding commercial pesticide applicators. And finally, Senate Bill 148, an act to provide for state employee protection from retaliation for certain communications.
Thank you. Those bills have been assigned as follows. Ag and Natural Resources gets Senate Bill 147. Education gets Senate Bill 141 and 146. Judiciary gets Senate Bill 143 and 144. State Affairs gets Senate Bill 148. Transportation, 145. And as a side note, Senate Bill 142 had its first reading and will be referred to committee at a later date. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1007, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the exemptions from the 12-month residency requirement for university students. House Bill 1043, an act to require the Department of Social Services to collect and report certain information regarding the military affiliation of a parent whose child is subject to a report of abuse or neglect. House Bill 1047, an act to revise certain provisions regarding recommendations for treatment as a condition for probation. House Bill 1049, an act to revise certain provisions regarding driving driving after consuming certain drugs or substances. And finally, House Bill 1052, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the notice given to county commissioners for special sessions.
Those House bills have been assigned as follows. Judiciary gets House Bill 1047 and House Bill 1049. Local government gets House Bill 1052. Military and Veterans Affairs gets House Bill 1007 and 1043.
Senator Langer moves.
Consent calendar.
Sorry. Senator Langer moves that the nomination of Jim Terwilliger removes that the nomination be taken from the consent calendar.
Comments on that motion? Do we need a vote? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Now we'll go to our regular consent calendar. House Bill 1014, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding payments of the tax imposed on financial institutions and banks, and House Bill 1015, an act to revise certain references to the Internal Revenue Code.
So House Bill 1014 and 1015, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1014 and 1015. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin. Curd. DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe. Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Narstrup is excused. Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
White? White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer? Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
So House Bill 1014 and 1015, having received a majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 44, an act to revise the Permanent Endowment Trust to authorize the Board of Regents to sell certain extraneous real property and to purchase certain real property, to make an appropriation of sale proceeds, and to declare an emergency.
So Senate Bill 44, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. President. Dr. Scholl from SDSU presented a management decision that SDSU has been working on. Under their management purview, they look at the assets of SDSU and determine utilization. And then they carefully analyze their resources to see how best to accomplish their mission and goals. Therefore, I bring to you Senate Bill 44. And what this bill does is it removes three properties from the South Dakota or the School and Public Lands Trust. The three properties are Highmore. There's 110 acres on the eastern edge of Highmore. The West River Ag Experiment Center in Rapid City. It's in Fountain Springs off Deadwood Avenue. And there's also a facility in Box Elder, which is a staging for agronomy research. This equals about $1.6 million. And according to our Constitution, then, we need to replace an equal value back into that trust. And so we are putting 52 acres of the McCrory Gardens into the trust for permanent security of that land. In addition, SDSU is selling 640 acres of the Volga grassland that they hold in fee simple, and that equals about $1.5 million. Moving forward, then, after these transactions take place, they are going to basically move forward with the bank building that is out by Menards in Rapid City as their SDSU West River Center. There's going to be a number of different activities going on in that building, agronomy research, extension office, things of that nature, and they're going to basically move forward with decisions that have already been made and have already been approved by you. This facility is under a lease right now. SDSU is leasing it. And in order to actually save the state money, selling some of these properties and finishing out the lease purchase agreement will save in lease payments and save in interest that is incorporated into that agreement that took place. SDSU then will own that property outright. Also, they're purchasing an area, a track of land, two tracks actually, called the Booth property. And this is north of campus. It's 137 acres, I believe, north of campus. So all in, this is a $4.6 million transaction that is under the purview of South Dakota State University and other funds. It does require a two-thirds vote for an emergency clause, and I encourage your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 44.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 44. Senator Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
I'm wondering if the Highmore property, I just would like a little clarification. Is that the experiment station that was closed in 2011 and 12? Is that the property that we're talking about?
Senator Partridge, do you wish to answer?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, that property, about 110 acres, was shut down as far as experimental. It didn't have the soil quality that they wanted.
Senator Wismer, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to make sure we were all aware of the circumstances there. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Any further remarks? Senate Bill 44. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 44. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, no. This is a two-thirds vote. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Nordstrom's excused. Otten?
Yes.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 2 nays, and 3 excused.
So Senate Bill 44, having received a two-thirds majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. I believe we are ready for announcements. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Joint Committee on Appropriations will be going through day two of our hearing of the Board of Regents tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., room 362.
Senator Stalzer.
Senate Commerce and Energy Committee will meet at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. We have the hearings on three people for confirmation.
Senator Kamak.
The Senate Ag Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in room 412, and we'll consider a couple of bills.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. A reminder that there's a presentation at 3 o'clock in room 414 on the Emerald Ash Borer. If this is the first time you're hearing of it, it's not going to be the last time. It's going to be a big deal, and I would encourage everybody to attend. Thank you.
Thank you. Sounds riveting. Senator Russell.
Senate Judiciary tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, tomorrow, 7:45 a.m., presentation by the Board of Tech Ed. We have three advice and consent considerations for that board that are reappointments, and then we'll be taking up House Bill 1040.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have been asked to announce that the AGC legislative dinner that is scheduled for tomorrow night has been canceled because of the weather.
Any further announcements? Have a few bills to sign. President is signing Senate Bill 13. President is signing House Bill 1002.
Oh, I'm sorry.
President is signing House Bill 1005, an act to authorize a hearing panel at the Board of Pardons and Paroles to make clemency recommendations. President is signing House Bill 1017, an act to provide for the destruction of certain contraband cigarettes. Madam Secretary.
Senator White moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Second.
All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Session is adjourned.